Off the Ball, GAA.
The line to us, telling us that we would have a pitch, and then the line to us about saying that they'd line it out and to try and keep us there. They try to keep us there on the false pretenses, like, and you'd be very disappointed in that. Like.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from the Ireland camp as they start a huge week in the best possible way by beating Poland 3-2 in Gdansk. We look back at last night's Champions League action with Liverpool and Barcelona both dumped out. And Arsenal conceal their place in the semi-finals tonight. Will Bayern hold a 2-1 advantage over Real Madrid? First up, Ireland will come back to Dublin with 3 points in the bag after a 3-2 win over Poland in Gdansk in their World Cup qualifier. Goals from Emily Murphy, Katie McCabe and Marissa Shiva earned Carlo Ward's side the first win of the campaign against a Poland side who had drawn 2-2 with the Netherlands at the same ground a month ago. Poland's star player was kept quiet enough during the game, but Eva Pyar showed her class with the second goal for Poland in the 78th minute, which set up a grandstand finish, and Katie McCabe missed a penalty 4 minutes later. Ireland boss Carlo Ward spoke to her own Ben Symes after the game in Gdansk and said her players deserve a lot of credit.
It was, yeah, and I think look, first and foremost, this group needs an awful lot of praise and an awful lot of credit, I think, to come here in a difficult place against a good side after two nearly performances against the France and Netherlands, and to get a win is absolutely huge. We talked very early on in the week that they've done really well in the first two games, but we have to really start to turn that into points, and the way we did that tonight was superb.
One of the goal scorers, Marissa Shiva, said after the previous camp they wanted to put things right and get points on the board.
Yeah, I mean, just feeling really good about that performance from us. I mean, I think that we left the last international window feeling like we deserved more from those two games, and this was a big opportunity for us to show that we could, you know, get the game across the line with a top performance, and I think we did that.
Attention now turns to Saturday's game at the Aviva against the same opposition. That game kicks off at 3:00. You can hear it live on Off the Ball on News Talk and on the Go Loud app. Stephen Doyle and former Ireland international Louise Quinn will call the action. And the Netherlands are top of the group with 7 points after a 2-1 win at home to France, who have 6 points. Ireland have 3 and Poland are bottom with 1. Liverpool boss Arne Slot believes there were some positives to take from their Champions League exit to holders PSG. Liverpool lost 2-0 at Anfield in the second leg of their quarter-final. Ballon d'Or winner Ousmane Dembele scored both goals in the last 20 minutes. It was a 4-0 aggregate win. Slot was frustrated his team couldn't take their chances.
Of course we are very disappointed because I think there were parts in the second half where you could just feel if we can score now, this is going to become a special night. But yeah, chances is one thing, scoring is a second.
Arne Slot says the loss was made all the worse as striker Hugo Ekitike was stretchered off. The France international was seen holding his ankle. The fear is it's an Achilles injury. L'Équipe are reporting today he'll be out for the rest of 2026 and will therefore miss the World Cup this summer. Slot was asked about it after the game and feared the worst.
Looks really bad, but it's difficult for me to say how bad. We will investigate this further, how bad it is for him. Let's see, but yeah, that it doesn't look good.
Elsewhere last night, Atletico Madrid booked their place in the semi-finals for the first time since 2017. Diego Simeone's side lost 2-1 at home to Barcelona, but advanced 3-2 on aggregate. Lamine Yamal and Ferran Torres scored early goals to cancel out Atleti's two-goal advantage from the first leg, but Ademola Lookman scored to give the home side the lead again. Eric Garcia was sent off in the second half for Barca when he denied Alexander Sorloth a clear and obvious goal-scoring opportunity. And on this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, Spanish football writer Graeme Hunter joined Colin Buick and Ger Gilroy. He said Atletico will want to banish the ghosts of their Champions League past.
And then the first time they get to the Champions League finals in 2016, just across the border in Lisbon, it's like in Real Madrid. They're already going, you know, they used to be called Los Pupas, the guys who damaged themselves. And they have to travel across by bicycle, by donkey, by road, rail, air, with the Madrid fans to the same venue. It's unavoidable that you're all the way there together with your gloating, aristocratic, win more than you neighbours, and you can travel all the way back, having lost an extra time despite being leading with 90 minutes up. And then in Milan, you lose on penalties, having conceded an offside Ramos goal. They, you know, if you're saying you wouldn't be surprised about anything, the big surprise, and they've still got to get through against either Sporting or Arsenal, the big surprise, if if they get to Istanbul, I honestly fancy them to get there, is how do they cope with the ghosts? Cholo Simeone, their own manager, has said on two big occasions after 2016 that he can't listen to the Champions League anthem.
Wow.
He hates it. It's ghosts. It makes him emotional. It hurts because of the damage done to them. Now, one, that's a sad truth to have to admit. Two, don't say it in public.
No.
Yeah.
Don't say it in public.
Played in training. It'd be grand. I mean, they play every game in the ground, right?
Yeah, and I think it hurts and stabs them all the time, and it's great as a motivation, Chair.
Yeah.
Until you get back there again. And then everybody loads it upon you, the images of Ramos's header, the image of Bale in Milan barely being able to walk up to the penalty spot in the shootout and tucking his away. Griezmann, I interviewed Griezmann after he came to Barcelona, and he talked about coming to Barcelona from Atleti to learn a new brand of football. And I said, well, also, you know, did you come here in order to try and win the Champions League? Which ultimately he didn't do. And he went, it wouldn't matter if I win the Champions League three times with Barcelona. Nothing will ever take away the pain of hitting the bar with my penalty it was in normal time in Milan against Real Madrid. And he was deadly serious about that. Yeah. If they get through, Chair, there are many, many, many ghosts to slay.
Don't forget, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app, and it's also on YouTube. If you want to listen back to that chat in full, you can do so now by becoming a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. Tonight in the Champions League, Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says his side still have the biggest opportunity of his 6.5 years at the club, despite a poor run of form. They remain 6 points clear at the top of the Premier League. They can reach the last four of the Champions League tonight. Arsenal have a 1-0 lead over Sporting with the second leg of the quarter-final at the Emirates.
We need certain perspective, especially the players need the perspective of where they are in the Champions League and in the Premier League, and that's our reality. And we need to embrace that. And it's supposed to be like this, because the higher you are, obviously, the bumpier it gets and more demanding, and the line is thinner.
And Arsenal forward Eberechi Eze says the mood in the squad remains positive despite their difficult run, which includes losing the League Cup final and an FA Cup quarter final. Manchester City could draw level with them in the Premier League if they win their next two games, including Sunday's meeting between the two at the Etihad.
We all know the position that we're in, the opportunity that we have, and we know what's at stake. Loads of confidence, loads of belief in the group, in our team, and it's special to be around. But yeah, the focus is on the opportunity that we have and taking it with both hands.
That game between Manchester City and Arsenal is one of two live commentaries on Off the Ball this Sunday. That one kicks off at 4:30. We also have the Merseyside Derby, the first at the Hill Dickinson Stadium. Everton at home to Liverpool, and that one kicks off at 2:00. Elsewhere in Europe tonight, Real Madrid will have to come from behind to keep their dreams of reaching this year's final in Budapest alive. The 15-time champions trail Bayern Munich 2-1 from the first leg. The Allianz Arena has become a fortress for Bayern, who've won all 5 European home games this season. They've averaged just over 3 goals in those games. They've lost just one of their last 28 Champions League home games. 22 wins and 5 draws. Those games tonight, by the way, kick off at 8:00. Owen Doyle joined Owen Shahan and Arthur O'Dea in the football show last night to take in the European action. And the former Sligo Rovers and St. Pat's man said that his career might have been a little bit different if VAR was in place.
Would you have won a lot of penalties?
I've won a lot of penalties in diving, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, quite a good few, yeah.
it's like the Lance Armstrong here. The interview.
Like if VAR was around and I was playing, I wouldn't have had a career. That's how good I was at them. But the
do you have any go-to techniques?
I just become very good at being able to hit the deck in a way that looked like I was milled in a tackle, yeah. Yeah.
I had you down as an honest broker.
And I was honest in my work ethic and how I got about getting into that box. I wanted to get gold. Like, and I was judged on them. More often than not, I was on the penalties as well. So,
was there ever a time where you got a penalty and it was a completely egregious dive?
Yeah, loads.
Do you have any particular moments that spring to mind, or just too many to choose from?
Yeah, no, there'd be a good few now. But now, listen, I've been booked for diving for inside the box and stuff, trying to win penalties. No regrets though, like zero regrets over that. Like I knew what I was out there to do, like, you know, and if I could dive and get us a penalty, it's not a bad place to concede a free kick, like. inside the opposition box.
That's true, the risk.
Yeah.
And you probably wouldn't do it if you're on a yellow.
I've been sent off.
Have you?
I've had a few sent off, but I was sent off second yellow. I got my first yellow for diving, and then I went in too late on a tackle, studs up, and got to, so yeah, no, I have been punished for it. And one of the cards was a bucket for diving, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you ever get any particular sort of abuse from a player who you've deceived in terms of that person giving away a penalty and you successfully deceiving the referee?
Abuse, yeah. I was many moons ago, Sligo against Bray, my cousin's playing centre back for Bray. And we still talk about it now in the family group chat. I rolled around like Tom Daly and got the penalty, scored the penalty. Had a great night, and I've had a great time ever since at his expense. Yeah.
If you want to listen back to that in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed. Bournemouth have identified former RB Leipzig boss Marco Rosa to replace Andoni Iraola. The Premier League club are also believed to be interested in Ipswich boss Kieran McKenna. Iraola confirmed yesterday he'll leave Bournemouth when his contract expires this summer. Speaking of Ipswich, they missed the chance to move 5 points clear of Millwall in the race for automatic promotion from the Championship. They lost 2-0 to Portsmouth, who are now 4 points clear of the relegation zone. Southampton are up to fourth, just 3 points behind Ipswich. The FA Cup semi-finalists won 3-0 against Blackburn. Ryan Manning was on the score sheet for the Saints, who are unbeaten in 18 games in all competitions now. They still have to play Ipswich as well in the Championship. Rotherham United have been relegated from League One after a 3-0 loss away to Wigan. A dismal run of form has seen them win just 3 of their last 27 matches. They'll play in the fourth tier of English football for the first time since 2013. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.